It is time to do away with the wet logs that are not allowing our fire to burn well or to burn properly. It is time to have a review of your life and do a reordering of things in your life. This is a call to review of your life. What are those things you are carrying that you need to drop? What are those things that you are still pulling, dragging along that is not allowing you to do the work that God has called you to? What are those passions that you have that will not allow you burn for Jesus? What are those things? What weights are you carrying that you should drop? Do a review, do a research in your heart. Be sincere about it. Have a list of it and begin to drop them. It could be fear. Some of us are still living in fear of many years. You are still afraid of cockroach. That was on a lighter note. Could be fear of the unknown. Fear that you don't know what tomorrow will bring. You don't know if you will die early or die at an old age. You don't know if you will marry or not marry. You don't know if you will have kids or not have kids. You don't fear. Some of us is a hurt that we've carried for many years because the guy said something in a way you can't even remember how he said it anymore, and you carry the hurt all your life. Some of us is a sin, some an addiction that we just can't seem to let go. Some of us is even a success. We are living in the past of our success. When I was doing ministry. You need to start doing it. Let the weights go. Drop off the dead weights. Remove the logs that are wet, that will not burn. Some of us, it is failure. Let it go. Whatever it is time to lay it aside and focus on Jesus. Jesus will help you. I'm not saying the fears won't be there, but when they do come, focus on Jesus. Jesus, it is in your hands. Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Drop it. It's so simple to drop that scripture just admonishes that you should lay it aside. No steps. Why? Because you have the Spirit of God on your inside, who strengthens you above all these things, that you just need to drop it, lay them aside, or give them over to Jesus. And when it is asked of you, you say it's in Jesus' hands. Drop it. Hallelujah. The fourth point is one that is often relegated because of personal reasons. And I want us to take it important, because it is very important. And it is, number four, is keeping the companion of saints. The companion of the saint or saints. Most oftentimes we relegate this, or we do not pay attention to it, because we feel somehow we have been messed up because of people. Some people have disappointed us and all that. But it is important to note that the believer is created for communion service, as in communion with one another. The believer is not created to dwell as an island. We are wired to work together. We are wired to bond and to build and to love one another and to build the household of God together. It is important that we do not neglect it. you must have people in your life who can push you, who you can push, who you can run to, people who can upset, obstruct this, break your plans, who can come in and bash in into your life and find out what you're doing, how you are doing, what you're not doing. They are ministry helpers who help you to fire, who helps you to keep the fire in your life burning, who helps you to achieve the things that God has set before you to achieve. Paul had many of them. Paul had Barnabas. Then he had Silas. Then Timothy, he had Onesimus, he had Luke, he had Titus, he had Philemon, Aquila and Priscilla, he had Agabus, a number of people in his life who helped him to achieve and who helped him to fulfill the work of the ministry. He wrote to them, he called upon them. Some of them gave him prophets. He had people in his life he allowed and opened his life to. You should never underestimate the power of believers. Some years ago, I would gather some boys together. We meet every Friday night to pray. Oh, those times are beautiful. Along, you just gather people and when they are, we are together with them, this, oh God, you don't underestimate the power of believers in your life. So never isolate yourself and your ministry plans. Do not shut the door to fellow believers. In fact, look out for people and bring them into your life. Reach out to, oh brother, can we pray together? Oh sister, I want to learn how you just give willingly. Teach me. Oh. Reach out to people, bring them into your world. Oh, sir, oh, ma, this is what I'm planning. Can you follow up on me from time to time? As you bring people in your life, you realize that the fire to do the work continues to burn. You realize that you're taking one step at a time with someone to lean on, and you're doing it. One of the things I realized, I've seen happen, read in books, is a coal that is separated from a pile of others will gradually burn out. You have a coal pot that has coals filled in it, and you bring one out, you separate it apart. It will gradually burn out while the others keep burning. Never isolate yourself. You need a believer in your life. Someone wrote so many years ago, he says, you need a new believer in your life. You need a believer in your life. Beckon on someone. Reach out to someone. Open your heart, open your doors to someone. Invite someone to join you to pray. Have someone you lean on. The way we have been created by God is that we help each other to be the best that we can be. Never underestimate the power of a believer in your life. You need that brother, you need that sister to do and fulfill the work of the ministry. In closing this morning, I'd just like to reiterate or reaffirm in your heart one more time. You have been called to serve. You have been called to do the work of the ministry. It is too late to be useless in the kingdom of God. God created you for to do good works, for good works, to serve in his kingdom. And as a follow-up to that, I'll just remind you these 4 points again. One, deepen your intimacy with God. Two, engage in active renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. If it ever sounds like a one-time thing, it's not true. It's a continuous thing in the active renewing of your mind. Number three, focus on Jesus Christ. Put aside every weight that so easily slows you down, every sin, and run with meekness this race that is set before you. And number four, never forget the company, to keep the company of saints. As you do that, you would realize that you're finding strength, energy to keep going at fulfilling and doing the work of the ministry that God has called you to do. But lastly, I want to point a scripture to you that you should wake up with, that it's a scripture that reminds you of your ultimate purpose as a Christian. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Paul would write and he says, I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. He says, but the life I now live, I live by the Son of God who died, who gave himself for me and rose again. This should be the summary of the essence of your Christian living. It summarizes it. Because Jesus died, you died. Now that you are alive, you have a primary responsibility to live for the one who died for you. If Jesus didn't die for you, you are dead in your sins. Your life would have amounted to nothing. So live the scripture. Be alive to the scripture. Sleep the scripture. Wake in the scripture. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Even though I live for Jesus Christ. Run with the scripture. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The life I live for the one who loved me and gave his life for me. Sleep with the scripture, wake with it, eat with it, fast on it. Do everything. Your life should revolve around the reality of this truth. I have been crucified with Christ Jesus. Nevertheless, I live. The life I live by the Son of God who loved me, who died, gave his life for me that I may live. My life is no longer mine. My life must be lived for the one who paid for it. Live purposefully. I charge you again. I charge you once more this morning. Do the work of the ministry. Let your light shine. Keep the fire burning. Live for Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, I thank you this morning because your children will rise in the power of the Spirit that you have given unto them. They would run with you. They would walk with you. They would commit their hands, their hearts, their lives to you. They will live in the reality of the payment that you made for them. They will commit their hands to the plow and will not look back. they will do the work of the ministry that you have committed to them. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Father, thank you for your healing power at work, touching ailments, illness, any form of disease in any body, in any physical body right now, where there is a mental challenge. Thank you, Father, because I declare healed in the name of Jesus. I pray for all the children. Thank you, Father, because your mighty hand is upon them, covering them, shielding them from danger. Thank you, Lord God, because there will be no major injury, because they are protected by your power. Oh, glorious God, we give you honor, we give you praise. Blessed be your name, oh God. Amen. Thank you so much and have a beautiful week.